Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Right.
Yeah, let's get recorded.
But, just do it.
We are recording.
We'll just start then.
I'll just do it.
Well, that's why I quite like that.
As an intro.
It just sort of comes in.
Talking about hemorrhoids.
We know where we are.
Just lead with the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, lead with that.
Back into it.
Yeah. Well, if we have started, I better let everyone know. We're back.
We are back.
Nice. I'm back. We had a bit of a break.
Wait.
Things are going to change around here.
Oh, I like that.
All right, because now we've got a regular producer.
Hello.
Joe. How are you, mate?
Nice to meet you.
We know each other before. And regular co-host, because he's very funny. He's a really good friend of mine, and he's always available. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know. Yeah, it's me, Tom Toll.
Yeah, there you go, Tom Toll.
Oh, this is G to the G.
Have you ever been referred to as a side ting?
Oh, what? A side ting?
A side ting? Is that a thing?
A side ting?
Yeah. Side, little side ting.
A little side ting.
You're not wifey, yeah?
And that voice you can hear is our guest this week, the lovely Laura Smith.
Hey! Woo! It's me!
Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Jake.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not bad. How's the hot weather treating you?
Well, it's all right, isn't it? I'm glad it's broke.
Yeah.
I'm glad of the rain.
I was thinking, you know, when people go, it's nice, isn't it? It's lovely. It's not lovely, is it, though?
No, it's oppressive.
It's shit.
It depends what you're doing. It depends what's in your diary. If you're doing nothing, love it. But if you've got a bit on and the weather's like this, you're like...
You can't muster a rush in this weather, can you? You got a bit poorly from Goodfellas, aren't you? So yeah. As long as you do it all slow, you're all right.
Oh, killing it with the references early on. Lovely stuff.
I was just sitting next to a bloke on the tube and his legs were too spread.
Oh.
Right.
Because he had shorts on as well. You know, you're touching another man's naked leg.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Peel yourself away from him.
Yeah. It was what was happening. Like hair on hair.
Can you say something?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can if you're confident.
I wouldn't say. Me personally, I'm not saying anything. I might give a...
passive aggressive up the wazoo, as my grandmother used to say. I gave him one of me looks.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I do that with someone pushes in the queue. I go, for fuck's sake. And then they tell me, oh, sorry, but I go, oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Saying something just loud enough so they've heard you say something... is the sweet spot, isn't it? You know, like someone barge into you, you can drop a C-bomb. Just lads, did they hear it? Yes, you did hear it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make eye contact. I want that to just be a little seed in your heart.
Yes.
That will flourish as you sleep at night and will affect how you parent your children.
What's great with that is the emphasis is then on them to turn around and confront you.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you know that's in them.
Yeah, it's in them.
And they'll walk away and go, oh, I probably should have. Should have turned around and said, did you just call me a cunt? And they didn't.
What is that? Do you have that thing, Laura, that one thing where you're like, I'm not fucking having this? Do you have that moment? Is there what pushes it that you just go, I'm not having this?
Oh, I think it's a slow, but the thing is, it's a slow burner. This is the problem with strangers. Do you know, like, if it's a mate that's always doing something, and in the end, you've never said anything, but then you go flip mode, yeah. And they're like, where'd this come from? So I suppose the thing with strangers, I mean, I had it on a plane the other day, the big man spreading.
Yeah.
And in the end, I did have to just let out a big for fuck's sake, and it just had to be for them. What do you happened? Know what I mean? Well, he sort of changed, in the end, he went to toilet and then changed seats with his wife, and she could make herself small for him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just like... Yeah. Do you want to pay for 25% of my ticket here, mate? Because that's what it's coming down to. That's how much space you're taking
and up. If people can take the piss, they will.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
They'll keep pushing it and pushing it until, you know, no more.
Yeah.
I think that's quite nice, though. It's quite polite just to wait for a for fuck's sake. I went to the tennis the other day at Queen's, and like that. Let me tell you,
Joe likes tennis.
Get off this podcast. You don't belong here.
No, but I tell you,
what's Queen's?
Let me tell you, there's more cunts per capita at that place than this woman. Like, this woman accidentally bumped into another woman. She dropped her phone, and the woman went, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And the very middle class woman response was, "Oh my god!" and looked her square in the face, like. These people have never been bullied. No. I'm not for bullying, but it shouldn't be eradicated completely.
I always think about this, I might have said it before, but there are people out there, you can tell they've never had a punch in the face.
100%.
There's a confidence about them. That you've never had a proper smack in the mouth, have you?
To quote my sister, who's very wise, she says, there's a lot of chat and shit these days, not enough getting banged.
That's it.
That's the rules. Yes.
I would have made into a poster. I was going to tell you, talking about Ponzi places, Queens and that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to start with this line, but then don't judge me. Don't think I've changed.
I am going to judge you. I cannot promise that I won't judge you.
Right. Well, let me say So I went to the Groucho Club the other day.
I'm judging you.
Right.
I remember.
You remember? There you go.
Do you know what happened? Do you know why I'm a member?
Go on.
Because I got a membership as part of winning Funny Women. Yeah, I won Funny Women, whatever. And because of the pandemic, they just kept extending it for free.
Oh, really?
So I've probably been there about three times in my whole life. But we'll extend it again. Yeah. So I've just like rode that pandemic wave.
Did they have loads of Twiglets there when you was there?
That's where I go.
Yeah, that's the... You weren't expecting that. Twiglets. That's not really posh, is it?
I don't know what it's about. It feels so niche, doesn't it?
I was expecting that Ferrero Rocher.
Or After Eights.
Not Twiglets.
I was expecting a Viennetta.
Fucking Twiglets. But anyways, right. So, but don't get me wrong, I was at Weatherspoons and Curry Club.
The next still Jenny down the block.
I know my place. But, right, met up with a few people there and someone went to me, do you want to come to this screening of something around the corner? And I thought, fuck it, just take the opportunity. Got like little screening rooms and that. It was like a documentary. So I was in like the foyer area, right? Having, what do they call him? Things on sticks.
Canapes.
Definitely got membership of the Groucho.
I was thinking
lollies. I love
lollies.
That these are the Groucho things on sticks. Catch anyone thinks I've lost my common touch. There were things on sticks. There were things on little plates. Go on.
Of course, it's canapes.
Yeah, it keeps it real. A little too real sometimes.
You know, little sticks here. Yeah.
I was all right with the Twiglets. You've lost me, yeah? But do I eat the stick as well? How'd I do it? Go on.
But anyways, right, and screening sticks. And it was all very like champagne, all that sort of stuff, little sticks. And the woman who took me there, right, she went, Jack, that's someone I want you to meet. She went, Jack, this is Sting.
Shut up.
No,
I met Sting.
Wow. Oh my god.
Get that. I just did that weird thing where I just couldn't speak. Do you know what I mean? You just all go, but you know, like, I told you I've got intrusive thoughts.
Did you punch Sting?
No, my head was going, grab his bollocks. Because he was trying to talk. I didn't do it. But I was just like, because he was talking to me, I was like, I wasn't listening to what he was saying, because I was thinking, you got an opportunity to do so.
Yeah. And he really takes care of himself, does a lot of hallucinogenics, so I bet his scrotum is dang.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got tantric sex for hours.
He's in his 70s as well.
Yeah, I bet he looks good.
Yeah, he did. That's what I thought. Touching.
I gigged with sniff him, just a little sniff. Little
yeah, so they're sniff, like, yeah. No, it started off a sniff, then just like getting like, suck him off.
It's mad I can't you get tea bagging when you eat Sting.
If you sucked off Sting, you'd be there for ages.
God, still be there now.
You can stop now. I can't, I've got locked jaw.
Sting, don't stand so close to me.
Come on,
God,
I gigged with Rich Hall last night, and like he comes in and he shakes hands, and I went, you really look like Richie Hall. Like, as in, like, you really... look like Sting?
He looks very Sting, to be fair.
I know that sounds stupid, but sometimes when you meet... There's certain people you meet, they're so, like, on brand them.
Yeah, you can't cope. Yeah, he was very, very Sting. Because it was a screening, because his wife is a director.
Yeah.
Annette, so like, it was the screening of her thing. But it's always awkward. I've never been to like a screening where the person who made it is there.
Right.
Awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't go, boom!
Especially with me. We got to shout out, this is shit.
I was going to say, did you enjoy what you were watching?
If Sting's listening, fucking really good it was.
I'm getting the vibe, the way you said, I was in the fight, and the documentary, like you're not a big documentary watcher.
It's the fact that you said it's a documentary. You haven't said what the documentary is about, so it makes me think that you didn't really take much in.
No, I was pissed. Absolutely. Free champagne, wasn't it? I mean, but I did need a piss the whole time. But no, there was that thing. You know that thing where this happens at just general cinemas anyway. Do you know when something mildly funny happens? It's not even funny. And people just feel that need to go. Do you know what I mean? That sort of reminds you of, you know, like if you had like an open day at school and your parents would have to come to an assembly. And the teacher would say something like, and maybe a few drinks for the parents.
Yeah.
And, acknowledging chortle.
It was that sort of thing. But it weren't really my vibe. But I enjoyed Groucho though.
It's nice. I like Groucho.
You're right, it was a big party.
I've never been, but
Well, you're in the. Mixing in these circles now, mate.
That's you know what, so. Rolling memberships and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I might not have a membership anymore. But the I do find they're a little bit vortexy, these members places. You know, if you're in Shoreditch House, you're like, it seems to be 5 a.m. and I don't know how to get out. Yeah, do you know them ones?
I've been there as well. Just got to keep name dropping because I've only got two. So then,
which member of the police did you meet in there?
This is just my next story. Boy George.
He's had all occasions with the police.
Has he?
Yes, he has.
It wasn't bad.
Oh, I get it. There you go. No, Boy George done that thing where I was at the party and then Boy George turned up and then everyone went over to Boy George.
Oh, it's Boy George.
So, when that sort of thing happens, I have the instinct to go nowhere near
Boy George. Yeah, you don't want to be all like,
do you know what I mean?
Beggy Mitchell. But have you seen the Michael Akadiri clip? I can't cope with it.
No.
Do you know that he's like Street Fox Pops?
I've seen him doing them, yeah.
And he does it to Boy George. Have you not seen it?
No, I've seen that.
And he goes, what's your name? He goes, George. And
he doesn't know it's Boy George.
No, but I think from being a performer, I think what I'm getting from Michael is like, he's so like, I'm doing my thing and I'm in this energy, like the adrenaline that takes to approach members of the public. So I think he's so on his game, if you see what I mean. It's like, oh, George, yeah, love that. He goes, what you doing? Like, Boy George is cool. He's like, a musician. And he goes, okay, love that for you. Like, what do you go by? Boy George. Boy George, love that. Like, I think he's still... But, you know, I've got secondhand embarrassment, Michael. I'm sorry. Like, I can't... And then it's...
Odd that you felt bad for Michael, because I was feeling bad for George watching that clip.
No, because he handled it and he's cool.
I just thought Michael just seemed like it kind of washed. Because I don't think he knew who Boy George was.
Which is just such a level of ignorance that I can't cope with.
I haven't seen it, but that sounds charming to me, though, if he doesn't know. How do you not know Boy George is, though?
That's what it comes to.
Boy George. There's no one who looks a bit.
I suppose the secondhand embarrassment comes from. If I had done that to Boy George, that would be the thing that, you know those memories where you have to get off and have a little walk about off the sofa? Yeah. I'll walk that off that time I leant in to kiss a guy and he recoiled. I'm going to walk it off, category of memories.
I was thinking this the other day. Mine is, do you remember when you're like on a house party or something? It's like early hours of the morning and you're having a deep conversation. Like, I'll be walking along, I'll remember one of them, like, going on about like my bad childhood. Didn't even have a bad childhood.
I just feel like my bad dad, like, it's not that he ever said it, but I felt like
really looking into someone's eye. But that'll come across in my mind. I'll be doing like normal, like making a cup of tea, and I'll go
I have to like just verbalise a noise.
Yeah.
And I feel if someone was to say, you're right, and I'd be like, yeah, no, I was just thinking about a thing that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, then, my husband will hear me put the tea bag in the bin going, dickhead. And he'll be like, you're right. Like, yeah, nothing. I just interviewed Boy George on the street and said, love that for you.
I tried to kiss.
It's because he's been a bit patronising, love that for you. But he's just like, he's making interviewee noises.
Well, good luck with your career.
Yeah, hope it...
Oh, but do you embarrass easy though, Laura?
Yeah, I do. I can really like, oh yeah. I mean, the things that you obsess, I mean, the things that you could just, if we wouldn't do what we were doing if we couldn't just like brazen some shit out. Mm. But the things that I'll really like cringe over, like I just think, I don't know. I don't know why they are the things. Yeah. The things that really get to me are so innocuous, but I don't know how they get to me.
It's just like, that's just the small things, isn't it? Just like, it's like, hello, mate. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. But stand-up has trained me out of it. Because
really, like, yeah?
You have to get over stuff, don't you? You'd never get on stage again if you just the number of things I forget now.
Yeah.
Like someone will remind me, I go, oh yeah, yeah. But it don't bother me because you just got to get on. You can just keep, it's a forward momentum, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah.
But I actually had the worst gig of my life. I told you about it, didn't I? A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. But, Where was it? Tell me now.
It was should I say where it was?
Yeah.
It was at a festival.
Okay, well, it's game over. That's it. It was them.
Basically, I'll just get long through it. Someone threw a mouse trap at me.
Oh, that's quite good.
The board game. Mate, play this. Come on.
That's just as weird as the actual thing that he did. Like an actual, like, Tom and Jerry mousetrap.
So one where it snaps back.
Not a humane one.
Was it Download Festival?
Yeah.
I'm only thinking what festival's been on already. Yeah. I mean, they're just horrendous. Have you done Reading and Leeds?
No.
Ugh.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that this year.
Because unless you're like, I mean, you're big online, aren't you? So you might get loads of people out there for you. Because like, you
or the
know,
opposite.
But where some festivals are like for comedy as well, like, you know, Glastonbury's got a cabaret tent and Latitude's got a comedy stage. You're kind of on a comedy stage, but really like they come in ready and leaves. It's just like little kids in bucket hats that are just trying to get out the sun.
So they're
just staring at you, like, especially when it's like their mum's just come. You're right. Yeah.
But that's the weird thing, because like dying on stage is like playing to silence, isn't it? Like, you're like, oh, no. But it's the opposite to that. You're playing to noise.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Noise.
And it's like, just people just chatting amongst themselves and you're just sort of saying stuff.
Total apathy. They can't give a fuck that you're on the stage.
It's so... But before me, it was like a musical act and I thought he had half the idea of what they were after.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, what are AirPods like?
Mark Olver just gets them playing games and you see why he's just like the super pro. I mean, like, I think I went on before Ed Gamble at maybe Reading or Leeds and he just goes on like, he's in full rock star mode and they're there for it and he's just, he plays to it. But the first time I ever did Reading, Reginald D. Hunter got off and I said, hi, hello, how was it? And he goes, well, put it this way. If you have words that you have written that you are proud of and you want to say them and no one cares, it'll be great. Okay.
But that's what I have learned. So when I've got a few things, so I'm just going to do loads of Oggy, Oggy, Oggy.
Oh, it's all that.
Just do that. Just
play the big ones.
How many can I think of? Yeah, just for 20 minutes.
I do them jokes of like, just like, so what, you're safe now? You found your mate? And they were like,
that's a good one.
That's right, do all that shit.
But I'm going to do that. Like, oh, look at him, he's off, he's not.
Yeah, oh, they love all that. Like your nonce hat, love that,
Isolate the weirdos.
Yeah, it's bullying.
Yeah, bully them. Yeah.
Textbook that's bullying.
Absolute, just isolate them.
Talk about keeping it real. I played a polo club on Friday night.
Look at us, Jesus Christ.
No, talk about apathy.
We're at Queens. Groucho,
I knew I was in the right place.
Polo.
I knew you were my people.
The person that organised it had seen me do a gig and so she wanted to book me for that and it was just... I mean, you know like how you're talking about sort of the certain middle class sort of passive aggressive or easily offended? It was like another tier. I couldn't... It was such another level of money. It was like, unreal.
Was that upper class?
Oh, it was just like the elite. It was real elite. And then not, because there were some like just horsey types and quite norms.
Yeah.
And then just some people that like, we're going to fly to Argentina for a polo match. You know, like
Where was the polo club?
In Bishop Stortford, near there. And just love, but do you know, like all lovely? All really, like almost so wealthy that they're lovely. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't try hardness. They didn't have to try hard.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, did they like you though?
Well, they kind of liked any. Do you know one of the, it's like a corporate, anything that was about them, they liked. But I didn't have enough about them because I'm just, I couldn't even process the world I was looking at. Do you know what I mean?
You know nothing from that world.
No, this is it. And so I talked about the royal family. Do you know, they loved all that. And it was like, and because I'd sat with the polo players, it was an India versus England sort of friendly, kind of all ha-ha japes. And they were all so lovely. And so they were feeding me stuff. I was trying to work out the words. And they were really great. So they, I realised how naughty I could be with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, they're all like really wealthy. Yeah. Like this Indian man, he goes, oh, yeah, well, my family own construction. I said, oh, so is my husband. He goes, I said, what do your family do? He goes, oh, well, you know, holiday resorts. And your husband? I was like, patios. But actually he was saying that to someone else and I thought I'll go up with that, and they loved all that, and they had a massive like charity auction beforehand and all that. So I, you know, jokingly going, you know, I was going to come up and call you all rich cunts, but you've just given like grands and grands to like dying kids, so now I'm the arsehole.
That's the thing, I think in them things when you're like, yeah, we've got sort of similar sort of background, I suppose, but then, like, if you are, when you are with them, if you're just yourself, they love it.
Yeah, you got to double down.
Yeah, if you just be, they sort of like look at you and are sort of, wow. Is that sort of...
Well, they can smell if you're not being authentic, can't they? But I suppose, do you not then feel like you're their jester?
Yes.
Yes, and that's my job.
You've just described the job. Do you not feel like they're just sort of paying you to be funny?
No, but it's, you're there just to make people laugh. Yeah. I bloody hope so. Yeah. I did say that thing. Did I tell you? But I did... stand-up sketch show, right?
Oh, yeah,
and it's
yeah,
the first time I've ever been on like a TV set or anything like that. And they have catering, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, catering, right? And they ordered that, like, it's hot food. It's like a thing of, it's like a biryani thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, results, right? So I went out a bit of that and I thought, I'm going to take a few home. Well, nice. So, yeah. And I went back in to get a couple and I went, where's, is it all gone? They went, oh no, we sent it back. No one liked it.
Dinner! We're going to eat tonight, mum!
I was going to load my bag up.
I do green rims or anything, because the fruit will, or if it will just get, so I mean, even I doing live at the Apollo, I'm like, can I have the fruit for the kids in the morning? Can't let that go to waste. Is that like waste not work not mentality, isn't it?
I think that is the difference.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Isn't it?
We're talking of places we don't belong. Me and Joe once went backstage at the Royal Albert Hall for a Dave Chappelle gig. And we were sort of cowering in the corner, looking at all like the great and good. And Anthony Joshua was there. And he had this massive fruit platter.
Yeah.
And we couldn't work out whether he had prepared it at home and brought it with him. His chef had come and used the facilities at the Royal Albert Hall. Or he had just got to Royal Albert Hall and just be like, can I get a fruit platter? Like,
Or if he'd taken it from the side and just plopped it.
I'll have this.
Tom was daring me to lean over his shoulder and nick a bit.
He was world champion at the time as well. Yeah. But he just was scoffing this
away. All three of them are just possible, though, aren't it? When you're that level. You could just say, I want a fruit platter now, here.
I got my photo, though. Do you know how I approached him?
Go on.
Dave Chappelle.
Andy Joshua. Yeah. I said, how's it going, champ?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Did you?
It was good, though. He loved it, though, didn't he?
He did. There's a great picture of Dave Chappelle. If you Google a picture of Dave Chappelle and Andy Joshua, just know that me and Thomas stood behind them. You can't see us in the picture. Yeah. We're in the corner scared out of our life.
But there was Chappelle, there was Jimmy Carr, there was John Stewart. There was Ricky from EastEnders. Now, what a curveball that was.
That was something. That was
me
something.
And you couldn't... We're like, what's... Sid Owen.
That's
what I forgot to say earlier. The same week I met Sting, I met Barry from EastEnders.
I saw that on your Insta.
You went to Barry-oke.
Yeah, but what a lovely bloke.
I bet.
He's the best. He's so good. He's most accommodating.
Lovely guy. So did he let you...
If anything, he suggested it.
Yeah.
And then I pushed him couple balls, Jack.
There's not an intrusive thought. He won't let me play out. I got when, yeah, my agent, I went to see Chappelle when he did some nights in London, and my agent took me in, and so I just, there were so many people.
Wasn't there?
Yeah, I think just behind me was Ian Wright with his missus, and I got banned. And then Mark Ronson was there, and it was just so many people, and I was like, banned from doing selfies by my agent because she's like actually cool.
No, me and Joe have never been seen as cool, so we were
you
happy
didn't have to
take
yeah,
our
your coolness wasn't getting policed.
He did lose the world title quite soon after. Just, we did feel personally responsible.
It's a common thing to happen when you're asking for a selfie with a celebrity, like, is the phone not working.
That's always
well awkward. Oh,
I always press that.
Just painful, isn't it? But I never know when to. Even now, in like comedy green rooms, and you think, I really do want to photo with him.
They love it. We're fragile. All comedians are fragile. Let's face it.
I did it with Lee Mack. I really wanted the photo. I was just like, oh. But it was. Do you know what? We was having such a nice conversation. I thought, I'm going to ruin this. I think if I go, can I have a photo?
You know what?
It recontextualizes like what you're doing. You're not equal comedians talking anymore. You're just going. You're just like a fan.
Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't listening the whole time. Can I have a photo?
Was there another comedian on the bill that you could have been like, I like to take photos of all the comedians. One with you, now one with you, Lee.
just an open mic. One of you as well.
You ever have a gig with Jack Skipper? Yeah, he was a big fan of me. He took a photo with me and heard it.
I've had it been on a bill where, like, there's a big name and then another comedian, like, asked me to take a picture with that. You just feel so muggy, don't you? It's like... Well, yeah, I'll just take a picture of you two. I'll walk away. Not that I'm a name, but it's just like such an old muggle. Like, that's the opposite.
Well, I've had it where someone's asked for a photo of me. I go, yeah, no worries. And then someone else asked for a photo, right? And she's done it. And after she went, who are you? Just wants a photo. No, I just saw someone else do it.
Another comic?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no, not another comic.
Another comic in the green room.
No.
Who are you?
Oh, God.
Do you not know who I am?
Yeah.
I go to the Groucho, actually.
I'm Stings, mate.
Right, we got to get to the good stuff questions.
Get to the good stuff.
Laura.
Yes.
What's the most drunk you've ever been?
Oh, do you know, I mean, there's drunk where you don't even make it to the club, but that's just unfortunate, isn't it?
That's holiday drunk.
I've been, where, like, the drunkest I've ever been and just, like, rode that wave was probably at the Red Cow. Well, it always involves West Ham. Playoff finals at the Golden Fleece. FA Cup final 2006. At the Red Cow in Ilford. And it's what it is, it's just so drunk. You know, like, pint drunk, where you're just so full.
Pint drunk is definitely a thing. That's definitely a...
Like, you haven't mixed anything. You've probably eaten a lot. So you just kind of eat, you know, like, where you've had the burger and... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but just, like, well OTT and it's too close to home. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I was, like, hugging and kissing the neighbour that we've had for... years.
Is that one of them things that makes you go, dickhead?
Oh, dickhead. Just dickhead. Never been able to look at him since, because then it's like, we've never had that relationship. Once had a big argument over noise. Do you know what I mean? Like, why am I now like, hate Stephen Gerrard. So that's sort of like drunk. Yeah, I think that's
it's
it, horrible. Really.
That's one of them pints in the sun.
It's a horrible combination.
Jesus.
Especially cider in the sun.
I think it's that thing. It's the idea of it is much better than it. Yeah. You know, if you, like, go past the pub guy, oh, that looks... And it's really... What ends up being, you're just warm piss. Just like... you can't get your eyes open pissed.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, I need to move.
Yeah, I was just like, and just staying conscious. Oh, no, the drunkest of it. I'm telling the wrong... The drunkest is like... We'd always go pub on Friday. I used to be a teacher, and we'd go to the local Spoons on a Friday. And during lockdown, we never had, like, the end of year do where everyone gets really pissed, like a barbecue on the lawn sort of pissed. So when we got back in September, it was the first time we could be back in pubs where we didn't have to have, like, three small meals or, arbitrary flipping rules. And we went for it, and I did the dickhead thing. Have you done, you know, when you give your pub and table name away on socials so that people can then do orders?
I've heard of this. I've not done
do
that.
Do it. So sometimes you might get a fried egg. You know, people order dumb stuff. Or you're on the WKD. Yeah. And I got so drunk, and my ankle still hurts. I got so and we're going back a good couple of years now. Definitely, like, on a cold...
Oh, yeah, I had a few years, 2 years ago.
Yeah, like, I knew the rain was coming. I could feel it in my ankle. Do you know what I mean? And I got, like so drunk, and I fell on the side of my ankle. The next day, I had to sort of retrace my steps. I had a bag of books that I had to mark. Fuck knows where they were. And I retraced my steps to find my, like, whiteboard pen and, like, my pencil case, found them. And I was, like, texting my mates. Like, I think it's, like, I went in a pothole or something, like, walking home. My husband said, I got to the door. He says I was incoherent. I just went, like, and then I found my books, and they were at my mate Mark's house. So I had to go there. But I was so hungover that I took my dog with me, like it was like an emotional support pet. Like, come on, Betty, we're going to Stratford. And then, so he opened the door. And if you're drunk, you, like, if you out drink the Irish, that's what I did. I would always drink with the Irish teachers because they were good cracks. And so I was like, all right, Mark. He's like, yeah, I found your books and all this. And I went, yeah, I've really hurt my ankle, Mark. Like, I think it was a pothole. And then Mark's really good mates with my mate Keith, who then wind me up on Monday. He went, yeah, Mark said that you come and collected the books from his house. I was like, yeah, I'd take my dog, yeah. And he goes, and like he said, that you said you hurt your ankle in a pothole. And I went, all right. And he goes, and then he went to me, should we tell her how many times she fell off the table in spoons?
Oh, God.
So, the ankle injury, because I walked home, I didn't want to get an Uber. Like, so I was drunk. And then... so husband showing text. So I was like, I think I texted someone. I'm getting fucking obliterated. Yeah. Like, I was rotten. It's rotten.
When you're on the mission, where does that come from?
I don't know when that. Yeah,
it's just like I'm going.
And that was it. It was a mission to be drunk. I've done the ones where I'm just going for one and it gets silly, but that was like a mission.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. Aggressive. It was like, it was like, I'm drinking for all the lockdowns. Yeah. For everyone that didn't make it. Sorry. Edit.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to Gatwick.
All right.
And then for a holiday after that.
Yeah.
Gatwick for a couple of days.
Jack's a plane spotter now.
But no.
You've got a job scaring birds.
I do that thing. You know, you book a flight and you don't think about the flight times. Mm. You just book it. Go, that's all right. Cheap.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
Ah.
That's what I'll be for.
Ah.
So you need to be there for what, three?
I'm thinking this. Do you have to be here for free?
Yeah. Gatwick's all right, though. Gatwick's a smooth operator. That's my favourite place to fly from.
There's that spoons in the corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Red Lion spoons. But that's the thing, isn't it? You get there at 5 a.m. and it's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
The spoons is there.
Oh, it's rude. I've been really, like, ill, on medication, you know, pregnant. I will have to have a pint. we were going to Greece and my husband was just like, you know, it was getting that stupidly early flight and it was like Jet2 and Stansted is a nightmare. You can get, you know, sometimes getting through that security can take hours. And then he was like, no, I'll just have a coffee. I looked at him like, you fucking what? Like, they are not airport rules.
Not even enjoying it.
Yeah, like, get it, Daniel. We're on holiday.
We're going to have fun, right?
Yeah.
But that's it, though. It's that sort of, you don't know where you are, lost time. I went on a stag do once and the captain said threatened to land the plane.
Oh.
You were that badly behaved.
That was really bad. But that was like one of them ones where it's like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm judging that. I want to give, like, them one of me looks.
It was like, you're thinking, oh, that sort of, like, this is getting out.
What is that about, though? Like,
5 a.m. pints.
Yeah, 5 a.m. pints.
I don't know. This is it's testosterone, isn't it? And just like...
Stag dudes are disgusting.
They're horrible. They're so scary. I don't like walking around in big groups anyway. I feel like weird about it. Do you know what I mean?
Is that like a two-day thing you were going on? Is it kind of like, because it's only 2 days, it's like the plane is part of it.
So carnage.
You know?
Yeah. And also, I think if there's another stag dude, there's...
Stags.
Snag. Oh, yeah, we'll show you who's a stag.
It's like, yeah, let's sort it. But, oh, that's the Ibiza, Magaluf.
Oh.
But I'm going to Ibiza tomorrow.
Where are you, proper San Antonio, doing
well,
it?
Well, no, I'm going to a wedding for the Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, nice. I'm having
a holiday,
is it?
Either side. San Canar?
San Canar,
so yeah. I'm doing that classic thing. Like, it's going to be different, this one.
I've grown up now.
Yeah. I brought him a running shoes. I'm going to do yoga.
But I'd always, my eldest is 20 now, but I always, we'd go to Ibiza, but like maybe like October half term. So closing parties are done and actually it's still warm and we go to the north of the island. So I really associate Ibiza. I've never really, I've done Magaluf when I was younger, but like Ibiza for me is like a really chill out place. I've not done... She has now. She's 20 now, but she's like San Antonio and all that. Like, nah, I've not done it.
I just did that thing where I was with, like, I'll get bad hangovers, but I do like getting pissed. I can't help it. I like it. I enjoy. You know what I mean, so I have that thing where like, I'm not gonna. I went down the caravan a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, right? I did for half term. My mum
took me. Trying to ingratiate himself back to the masses.
I didn't know Groucho. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Things and sticks and everything.
Kebabs.
But it was down Coombe Haven, ooh, Hastings.
Yeah,
nice.
All right, and so my mum took the kids down there, so I went and met them down there for one night. But fucking hell, like, but I thought like that's rough. Do you know what I mean? It was like, it was like just people like fighting. Like, so I saw one woman like having a fight, holding a baby.
Do you know what? I've done like pontins before down Canberra Sands because listen. And you can feel everyone on the turn on Sunday night because their benefits have run out. So they're like, you can just feel it brewing. The WKD's got to them.
Yeah.
You can feel it brewing.
I like that there is a tension in the air. It's like
there is.
Big Brother.
Run
out of fags.
Yeah. They've run out of fags. And then...
Oh, there was another thing as well. There was a swimming pool and you had to queue up. They only let 40 people in at a time.
Oh, damn. Right?
Oh, this goes back to what we said at the beginning of the podcast, actually. And so they let people in 40 at a time, people pushing in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's like, fucking, I'm going to say something. I didn't.
Yeah. Do you have a certain time slot? That's what we had when we went.
Well, no, you just queue, first come, first. And then, but there's like adults coming out of the pool, getting back in the queue. Ooh. In the middle, when there's kids there. Yeah. Honestly.
Just a little... Orange bands. Can the orange bands get out now?
But it's like people, kids not being able to get in crying, and like 40 year old blokes saying, sorry, I'm going to go back down that water slide.
Just can't.
But like, it was an eye opener. Because I used to love, to be fair, as a kid, I used to love the caravan.
We owned a caravan down in Clacton, so that was the only holiday we ever did for like the first 10-15 years of my life. That was it.
Isle of Sheppey, I used to go.
Oh yeah, Isle of Sheppey. Yeah.
But it's, for a kid, it's fun because you're not exposed.
There's not a better holiday. I mean, I don't care. I'll do like my kids all like a caravan holiday way more than going to Greece or something.
And it's cheaper.
Way more.
Like, you got to get all that fucking about.
It is, unless
that.
You go to the shop on the caravan site.
It's daylight robbery.
Oh my God. Like, you're like, I just need to get some cereal. And you're just like, what? Like,
£9 out of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love everything about it, and like the freedom the kids get, and I just love. It is nostalgia for me, but actually, you know, it weren't great weather down in half term. We booked them into like archery and doing little bits, and you know, like it was a good caravan site. It was a nice one.
I think that's the thing with kids, isn't it? Like, they only know what they give. Yeah, if you don't, they're having just as much fun there as they would have went to fucking Disneyland.
They want Disneyland, they want it all. But I mean, like an Airbnb, they don't care if there's like an open fire. They don't care about that. They don't care about those aesthetics. They love going in a caravan and opening all the doors. Is it a toilet? Is it a cupboard? Is it another bedroom?
Also, it's also like for a treat for my kids, I've got beans with little sausages in it.
Oh, yeah.
And they love,
mind blowing. I know.
It's like, costs about £1.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of stuff that does excite them.
How old are your kids?
7 and 9.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
My little ones are 5 and 7. Those are perfect age.
Yeah. Well, I took my boy, it was his birthday over there, I took him shopping. And he's got his own like, sort of style about him. You know what I mean? So he's growing the Grealish.
Oh, yeah, they all have the hair.
I've seen loads of Grealish hairstyles out there.
I was the same. I had the Beckham, didn't I, when I was...
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah.
Curtains.
You don't need to tell us. We can guess.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
10-year-old.
Yeah. Victoria, yeah.
What's the most, like, have you been, like, exotic holidays?
No.
Lately?
I'd say Greece. Morocco, that's about it. Not gone really far afield. I mean, I had my daughter, my eldest, I had quite young. So I never really, everything was sort of a bit shoestringy. But then I've got more kids. So that's the thing. I've got three kids now. So it's like anything a bit luxury, you're like you're 10 grand before you start.
Yeah,
that's what I mean? That's the truth, isn't it?
That's why we've stuck with one.
Have you got one kid?
Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
And what's have you taken them anywhere exotic?
Well, in Florida.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, right. A couple of times, actually, because we went and then my sister-in-law got married there 18 months afterwards.
Oh, great.
I mean, that was a crippling couple of years. Yeah. Jesus.
But do all the parks and all that? Have you done all the Florida parks?
Yeah. But she said to me the other day, she said, I'd quite want to go again because I can't really she was only like 5 or 6.
Oh, how old is she now?
She's 9.
Okay.
So you kind of go. And then also, in my head, I was thinking, well, yeah, like actually, I can go on bigger rides with you next time.
Yeah. You're useful now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever been to America?
No.
I've never been. I do want to go, though, because it's all fascinating. I was thinking, do you know when you see one on a train? Or a tube, an American.
You see one of them Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't stop fascinated by it because it's like, oh, yeah, it's like the films.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how are you? It's like really like loud. And like,
old male American, old American Tories always have their mouth open. They're always like, yeah. So you can spot them. I helped out on a school trip with my son's school to just not a random school, Buckingham Palace, and they're just like that. And I could tell the Americans, they've got their mouth half open.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Too thick to close it.
you get in spot of a bylaw though, aren't you?
Yeah.
I am. I'm sort of fascinated. I was like, just if I see.
I'd love to
tube,
go to New York. Awesome. Everyone says New York.
Yeah,
New York.
Have
you done New York?
I've done New York. Yeah.
is it like a
source of consternation because I went with a friend.
So I've known Joe since we were 5 years old, and when we were 21, him and another friend went to New York, and it was only a couple of years ago that I brought up the fact that I was never asked if I wanted to go. And yeah, so every time New York
gets... Why didn't you
Joe?
A popper?
I don't know why.
Doesn't know.
As an age well, but me and Pat really liked Woody Allen films.
Yeah.
So that could be fun.
You were going off to find some 12-year-old girls.
Exactly. Yes. It was a nonce thing, actually, mate.
Because we were on a nonce thing on the day, all right?
Yeah. It was sex tourism.
Everything's bigger over there.
You're not coming to my Gary Glitter party. Yeah.
You and your moral compass and healthy sexual appetites.
Right, we need to get another question out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever shit yourself?
Of course I have. There's a motto in my house, which is, you're not having fun till you've shit yourself.
Is it on the wall as well? Like,
yeah.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. I have got a cross stitch of Chat Shit Get Banged, actually.
Hey.
That's my part of joy. And my mum hates it. Oh, I did. Well, I've had such an awful story. Why? Ha, 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 I had cancer. But I, if you're on a cocktail of any medicine. And I just think I overstretched it getting home. And I'm a big fan of the jumpsuit. So when you really need a shit, and I've got a real problem with my arsehole, which all, on a good day, my arsehole thinks we're home 5 doors before we are. It's like, not yet. We're all there, Nelly. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. So
the idea that you're constantly talking to it.
Oh, I am. I'm like,
Wait, when it goes, come on.
Yeah. It's more like a little bit like a jockey, cowboy, a bit like a pimp.
A bit of
babe. I done told you, I ain't taking none of your shit no more.
Do you get a bit of babe in it when you get there and you find, that'll do.
But it's the cold, that'll do, donkey. That'll do. Just the cold sweats. But anyway, I knew it was bad and it was like, where do I, just think I can make it home. And then, and I did. I made it home and I got up the stairs and I was on the landing and I opened the bathroom door and I shit myself. Shitting yourself in a jumpsuit, that's an operation. And you know what? One of my sisters, and she said to me, she shit herself once. And I said, oh God, was it horrible? Like I'm not talking about, you've just fudged your papa slightly. I mean, when you've properly shit yourself. I said to her, was it awful? She went, I'll tell you what, Law, shitting yourself's all right. That's all right. That's the nice bit. It's the cleaning up. And that's the truth. Shitting yourself, my baby's all well into this.
Calm down. Did you have the fun?
Yeah. It is fun. and I won't lie, the relief, the warmth, it was ecstasy. That was all fine.
There are moments you think, I will eat that, and afterwards you feel bad.
Yeah,
I might just shit myself. Fuck
it, can't be that bad. So deep joy of shitting myself. It was deep joy. I won't even go, oh, I shit myself. I'm like, ah. Oh.
Do you attempt to clean the jumpsuit or do you throw it straight out?
No, are you mad? No, it was a clean-up op. It was a nice jumpsuit, but it was just...
But do you not think about that every time you wear it now?
Probably don't fit me anymore, to be honest. I've just got it hanging in my wardrobe as a kind of, I could be yours once more. But
the white jumpsuit.
Need to shoot yourself a couple
more
times.
Yeah, the white jumpsuit.
Yeah. You're like getting into
like
a brown dotted couch.
Do you remember that? Yeah, I use it for fun runs now. My husband's got the jump out version of it. We're big on the panto season. It's more, where do I begin? Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Like, where do I, Eve, how do I step out of this? What do I do? What do I wash first? It's just a
step
where...
into the bath, in the shower straight away?
Yeah, you're stripping off in the shower.
Yeah, that's where
you're going. Just where do you begin? You and the clothes are one now. I would thoroughly recommend shitting yourself.
There you go.
If you're in disposable clothes.
Yes.
Nappies. Anyway. No. So yeah, cool, some shit yourself. Have you shit yourself, Jack?
Yeah, I have. I've spoken about it loads on this podcast.
Is that sort of a regular thing? Yeah, like, it's not even...
I basically just this one time where I was young and I was in a white tracksuit as well. I was going out and should we just go back out? And we're like, let's go out. I got like to the bottom of the road and I turned to my mate, I'm not up for it now, actually. What for a second? I
got the white tracksuit and everything. I've got things on my mind.
I'll catch you up, yeah?
Do you remember one of the first... I'll catch you up in black trousers in a minute.
Come back. Yeah, there's nothing below. Just a T-shirt.
It's one of the first sort of viral videos. You know where people like, hey, mate, you shit yourself.
I was in that.
It's like, I don't think camera quality was that big. It's a good few years back when this old boy's definitely shit himself.
Oh,
and they're just going, oi, mate, oi, mate, you shit yourself. And he's like, no. It's just, Google, oi, mate, you shit yourself. It's just, it's heartbreaking but hilarious.
My brother was on a flight to Jamaica a couple of months ago, and the bloke, the old boy in front of him, shit himself.
Oh, fucking hell.
In the first hour of the flight.
And what then?
There's no shower or bath to step into.
Yeah, the stewardess had to clean it up.
Oh.
I was thinking, the thing is, that's not like, it's not like, I don't think that's in the, like, they don't not taught how to deal with. Please shit here.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a no woman, no cry joke because I don't know what it is, though. That is fucking awful.
But yeah, because you're not, because that's not like, I suppose it is their job, isn't it? But I don't think it's it's not their job, but they can't just go, well.
If you say their job is to make the customers feel comfortable, I think that's taking the piss on the part of the company.
But they've got like a sort of like a, what do they do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They've got care of duty. I mean, yeah. that's
was he on his own?
I don't know. I
don't care how much you've kind of cleaned the shit. You can smell that shit. You smell that shit for the rest of the flight. How long's the flight to Jamaica?
It's like 9 hours, I think. I remember once I was in a. I've only ever had to stay overnight in hospital once. I got infected thumb.
Oh.
And that's it. No. But I remember there was I could hear like the nurses cleaning up the man.
Mm.
I just remember hearing, "Oh, Alan, you got it all over your testicles."
Oh, God bless the NHS.
It's like, I think that is the bravest job.
Wow. No,
I couldn't do it.
Like, they just handle everything.
Yeah.
I think I might have shit giving birth once at one of my kids. And I think I got a whiff and I was going to my husband, oh, shit myself. And he said,
the correct answer.
Yeah, you
don't want that on your mind.
You've got to stay stoic in that situation.
Yeah.
You can't imagine like a doctor went, oh, you're dirty.
I'm going outside for a fag. Tell me what happens.
Someone else deal with that.
Yeah.
Right. Wrap this it up, shall fun. We? Thanks for coming on, Laura.
You're very welcome. I liked it a lot.
What's your Instagram?
That Laura Smith. Smith with a Y.
That Laura Smith with a Y, as in Smith's Toys.
Yeah, indeed.
There you go.
No Anything relation.
Twitter?
Yeah, same. That Laura Smith.
There you go. Any shows coming up?
No, I can't think.
No.
Check out my podcast. Check out our podcast. Mine and Michelle DeSwart's podcast. Bang on it.
Bang on it. Nice. There you go. Thanks for coming on. We're back. Yeah. That was a good start of the new series. We call it that.
Well, yeah. Should we applaud the end of the episode?
Right, let's do that. Let's go.
Joe loves it from Queens.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.